Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
What is up, guys? Divine Mind Truck Radio. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. First and foremost, I do want to apologize if there are some technical difficulties on my end. If you guys can hear me, I pray that you can. If you guys are having a difficult time hearing me, I do want to apologize. It has been a COVID Christmas, unfortunately. And with that means that we have been in a state of isolation. In that state of isolation, unfortunately, I have not had the best service or connection, unlike we usually have the accessibility to. So I do want to apologize, as this Christmas has been a little bit different for us, for the family. We are not in our traditional location where we usually host our shows. So there's going to be a little bit of activity in the background because we're hosting the show in front of the entire neighborhood. So we got the whole neighborhood around us. People are looking and waving and watching and saying, what's this man doing with very big headphones and an iPad? Welcome to Divine Mind Tribe Radio. As you guys know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration, to bring you joy, to assist you in your alignment, to assist you in being a healthy, happy, exciting, empowered, and empowering individual. Today's show is actually very special. I've been tremendously excited to share with you guys some of the things that, you know, as an individual, you know, I've experienced in obviously the context of being a reflection of you, right? When I talk about saying things like, oh, I'm excited to share with you this, that, or another, because of things I've experienced, the only reason that I say that or that I share that with you is because I do know that we are all reflections of each other. And if there's one person that's experiencing these sensations, then I know that there's many others. So if I'm experiencing it, I can almost guarantee that somebody out there listening is experiencing the same thing too. With that, we have a very special guest today that we have not had the opportunity to have on the show in a couple weeks now. I'd like to welcome the very special, beautiful, graceful, and to say the very least, empowering, one and only Dr. Michelle. Welcome to Divine Mind Tribe Radio.
Hey, Davey, so nice to be with you again. Thanks for having me on.
So nice to be with you, Doc. I do apologize for the technical the technical contrast on my end, if you will. I hope it's not too bad, and I hope that the listeners can hear us and understand what we have to share with them today. If for some reason we do get cut out, you just go ahead, let me know. And of course, you can let our amazing program director know as well. So I just, first of all, Dr. Michelle, Merry, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Hey.
Happy Merry, Happy Merry Christmas. What is it? Merry Christmas, Hanukkah Kwanzaa, I think is what they say.
There you, it's Kwanzaa, baby. There you go.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Hanukkah.
There you go.
Doc, as you and I have discussed, you know, this has been, you know, in conclusion, it's this show is very special to me, and is this specific show is dear to my heart, as it is the last show of, you know, the the new year. You know, this is the say of the old year. This is the last show of the old year, concluding everything that we've been through and shared together in 2020. And I was thinking to myself, what better way to really get in and dive into the summary, I guess, if you will, the collective vibration of doing our best to summarize the entire only on the things that have assisted us in our growth. So today's show, inspired by you, Doc. Who, by the way, if you don't already, please make sure to check out every Tuesday at 12. That's on Channel 1, LA Talk Radio, Tuesday at 12.
Yep.
This has been an absolutely insane year, to say the least, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, the energy of the holidays has also added this additional layer of almost confusion between feeling sad, feeling worried for our loved ones. You know, you and I both can empathize in the sense that someone very near and dear to our hearts, we just found out, you know, was tested positive, right? For the stuff that's going on. People near and dear to the hearts of my extended family, my wife's side of the family, a lot of people have been experiencing contrasts on that end and have been dealing with sickness and, you know, the sickness of fear, right? And then the sickness, that illness of fear, manifests itself into a multitude of different physical ailments and psychological ailments as well. I want to talk to you, Doc, about, you know, just kind of in whole, we are summarizing the year. Along with summarizing this year, we are also talking about the importance of getting through these trying times, embracing, you know, the holidays as much as we can, embracing the good times. So I'm going to open up the show by asking you, Dr. Michelle, what would you say, because we do get, excuse me, sorry, I got my new headphones here. I just hit them, clicked them. What would you say to the masses of people that obviously are very excited and happy to have experienced, you know, the holiday season with their family, or even if they experienced it alone. In contrast to everything that everybody has gone through this year, what would you say to someone that is looking for a little bit of clarity? What would you say to someone that is looking for just an ounce of, gosh, normalcy? You know, I think that's been a big theme. A lot of the people I talk to, a lot of the direct messages we get on our Instagram page, Divine Mind Tribe, they've revolved around people looking for outlets to feel normal. People looking for outlets to feel, even like I said, even just an ounce of normality. It's like we're grasping so tightly onto the idea of doing whatever we need to just feel like things are falling into, back into place, back into a rhythm, back into a flow. So I know I just rambled on, but what would you say to people? You know, I'm sure that you've already had this conversation with a few of your clients, but, you know, how do we get back to feeling normal in now that the year is over, now that here's a new beginning? Yes, of course, this stuff still is around and we need to be cautious and we need to be aware, but, you know, I'm handing the mic to you, Doc. So what are you feeling about the best possible approach in this situation? You know, what do we do? What do we do, Doc? How do we get back to normal? 2021's here. How do we get back to normal? We all want to know. Dr. Michelle? Hello? Oh, I'm so sorry, guys. I must be having some technical difficulties.
There you are. Can you hear me okay now?
Yes.
No, can you hear me okay now?
Yes, I can.
Good. Perfect.
So please go on. Perfect. Please.
Oh, well, that, you know, normalcy, I don't know if we all know what that means quite right. How can we get back to normal? I take that as meaning pre-COVID. How can we sort of get back to our heads more connected to others? And, you know, right? Is that what you're asking?
Absolutely. Yes. And I, like I said,
well,
I'm in a new area for Christmas. We celebrated in our brand new home. We're very blessed. And in our new home, it's literally been not enough time for us to get the internet man out here, but with that I will say I do appreciate you taking the time and the energy to work with my lack of bandwidth
that I have.
Sorry for cutting out, but yes, when I say what can we do to get back to normal, what could do to activate that feeling of normalcy, what can we do to at the very least activate, you know, a feeling of believing that 2021 has some positive experiences to offer? You know, I'm looking at it like Newton's law, you know, the equal opposite action and reaction. 2020 was hard as heaven, you know. Well, no, I should say, well, heaven's really hard as hell. So maybe, what can we do to bring 2021 to be, you know, more in alignment with that energy of bringing heaven on earth? What does that look like to you?
Well, that's a really heavy, but a good question. And to me, what I've been sharing with patients and on my talk show as well, is number one, we have to look back and think about what we've learned from this past year. You know, when COVID started spreading into our part of the world, and it had already affected much of the world, in February it was starting to spread, and then March it was here, it hit. So we have to look back at this whole year and say, what things can I look at that I have learned? So
right.
That's what I always say in time of strife or in time of pain or in time, you know, when we're trying to celebrate Hanukkah or we're trying to celebrate, you know, we're into the Festival of Lights, but hey, the family isn't really with us, or people, you know, celebrating the spirit of Christmas or the whatever it is around this time of year. And then the new year, we have to look back and we have to say, what have I learned? Well, you know, some of the lessons that I've heard from other people is that, you know, they've learned to appreciate those more who they took advantage of, not took advantage of in the physical sense or in a life.
Oh, I understand. Took for granted,
yeah,
maybe.
Exactly. I'm sorry if you hear little dings in the back. I'm trying to turn off my ring because I'm getting texts from people saying, you know, little, you know, thumbs up and things like that. So anyway,
that's all right.
So
that's all right.
Yeah, I'll take the likes. But what people have learned is appreciation for those who usually would come over, and family members who they'd usually be with.
Right.
And say, you know, all those things that I used to take advantage of, or the friends, or the things that we took advantage of, or hey, let's go kick it and have a beer. Let's have coffee together. Let's get together. Right. Let's bring the whole family over. And well, you know, all those things, if you're smart and you've decided to get some social distance from others who you don't know where they've been or who they might have been exposed to.
Right.
Is very smart, because
right,
it's rampant where we live here in Los Angeles County.
Yes.
The hospitals are at full capacity again.
Right.
As most, as you know, epidemiologists predicted about, maybe April, that there's going to be a second wave in winter. And boom, here we go.
Yes.
So what, you know, what we've learned here is, I think, to really appreciate those who we may have just like, oh, they'll be here. Oh, you know, relaxed into assuming that the family and our best friends and our good buddies will be around us. And unfortunately, some of those people are no longer with us. And that's the hardest part, is the reality. I don't mean to go into a big downer here. You know,
no, I understand.
Some people who haven't had the immune systems just couldn't cut this virus. Corona has a life of its own. The corona is non-discriminatory, and it has invaded the world. And all it wants to do is thrive. So our immune systems, those who have overcome it, will be stronger. That's what the human being is all about. I was listening to a chat between Deepak Chopra and Sadhguru this morning about coronaviruses, believe it or not. And they were saying that we thrive to overcome and build our immune systems. So that's something else that we can look at, although it's sad and people have passed close to us. It's hit very home to me with a lot of people. Too close to home here. But we grieve for them and we bless them and we don't understand. But what have we learned? We learn to appreciate those who are closest to us. We learn to tell those in our lives who we're close to, who we share with, no matter who they are, best friends, close friends, family, extended family. I love you. You know, never leave someone without telling them you love them or hug them. Because it's so important to be aware. And this is the here and now stuff that we learn.
Right.
You know, the holidays are not, they are about being with family. They are about the old comfort and warmth and giving. And that's what the holidays are about, Hanukkah, you know, and Christmas. And it's about love. Right. It all comes down to love. It all comes down to surviving, you know, in our own cultures. It all comes down to what we have overcome and celebrating that in the Festival of Lights, and also celebrating Jesus, who I believe was an Essene, which is the ancient Hebrew religion of a more spiritual ilk.
Right.
But I know that it's all about love, no matter where your relatives or your family or friends are at. It's
right.
Just taking that love within and appreciating. So my thing is, what can we look forward to? What we've learned. Love, appreciation of others. We won't take advantage of the time we spend with those in our lives who we love.
We will
always take care of our health, do the best we can for our physical bodies. We can't always be 100% organic, and we can't always be exercising like crazy every day, but we can take care of ourselves.
Yes.
And we know how to do it.
Yes.
And one of the ways to take care of ourselves is to rid ourselves, I believe, of many of the negative thoughts, fears, emotions that have overcome us, and we have allowed to permeate our souls from when we were young.
Wow.
So to me, the COVID has taught us to cleanse ourselves of negative emotions that are really long overdue to get rid of. So emotions that make us anxious, angry, fearful, hateful. It has no place in the new earth. It has
no.
This COVID was. This is a wake up call.
I love that you said that. I love.
So
that
I
you
say
said that.
To you, yes, and I say to you, and listeners out there, it's how can we help ourselves realize what this has taught us? Realize there's no longer a use for the negative feelings.
That's right.
Because it's about the source. It's about what you put out into. Field, because if you're fraught with anger and hate and pain and suffering, it's going to poison you. You know, as thug and hate and anger, it's just poison out, poison in. He says if you're upset with others, if you're holding on to grudges, if you're, you know, whatever those negative thoughts may be about co-workers, friends, family, he said, you've got to segue, you've got to feel and allow them to be who they are and know that your negative feelings only bring you the poison.
Yes.
It's not going to affect the others whatsoever.
Of course. It's like as I mentioned, first of all, that's beautiful, Dr. Thank you so much for sharing that insight. And that, and I know Sadhguru gets a lot of his information from the ancient teachings of, you know, obviously the Buddha, the masters download their information from the same source. And when I say the same source, I mean, you know, the same source of collective consciousness, which is expressed through all the prophets and all the masters and all the spoken teachers. But what that really, really reminds me of, almost word for word, just mixed around a little bit, is, you know, the great Buddha, right? One of his greatest quotes that I've really, I can say in my own life, and I can say in my own experience, I've started applying as much as I can. Drinking poison, expecting the other person to die.
Uh,
process or in that belief system that, you know, if we maintain a state of frustration, if we maintain a state of anger, if we continue to do whatever we think is, you know, only self-serving as opposed to self-serving with a ripple effect of serving others, right? There's a difference between being, it's important to self-serve. We must. Self-serving is the first step into liberation, right? Liberation is serving thyself, and through serving thyself, we get to serve those around us. But sometimes get lost along the way, and instead of serving yourself for the purpose of serving others, we serve ourselves for the purpose of serving the ego. And once we start serving the ego is the ever hungry beast that does not ever find its contentment. The ego does not know contentment. It only knows consumption, right? Spirit practices contentment. Ego practices consumption. And within these times, it's been very easy to fall into the program, the brain program, of becoming a victim. Now, whether it's, you know, you, and that, I don't say you, when I say you, I don't mean you, Dr. Michelle, I mean the individual, whether it's the individual who's having these experiences that is going through something, you know, that gives them the energetic, I guess, that gives them the energetic validation to accept being the victim, or whether it's somebody in their life, something that happened to them, or to somebody in their life through the ripple effect, which then they feel in their hearts, oh, this happened to me because it happened to them, and I love this person, and I can't bear to stand this, then you know what? They're still exercising the consumption factor of the ego. They want to consume things, whether it be an overconsumption of food, or whether it be a consumption of substance abuse, whether it be a consumption of even, you know, anything and everything, you know, whether it be sex, whether it be, which, by the way, now is not the time. If you're, you know, somebody out there that, I'm just throwing this out here. I was reading a Reddit post the other day, and it was talking about how people in certain cities that have very college towns been with, you know, now is not the time to be releasing your energy so carelessly. You know, now is not the time to be, and this is just a little segue, turning point to the main topic. But what this comes down to is value yourself. When you can value yourself, when you disconnect from needing that egoic validation, when you can embody that state of knowingness that everything is always working out in your favor, regardless of whether it seems like that or not, if you can enter a state of consciousness which allows you to perceive the beauty and the divinity that surrounds you, that flows to you, that flows through you, if you can understand that everything you experience is indeed a projection and reflection of your consciousness, you can shift your thoughts, shift your energy, shift your intention into a space which allows for only the highest and greatest possible outcomes in your life.
Right.
So I believe, going off of everything you just, thank you, Doc, but I believe going off of everything you just shared, that our I'll call it escape from this whole 2020 experience. Hmm. Our solstice, right? To find that serene state of consciousness in 2021. What we must do is everything you just said, just in different words, is define for ourselves. Is it the ego that's asking, or is it spirit? And the way that you can tell is ego is upstream. Ego is, and I'm not putting down the ego. We need the ego to thrive and to allow us to define more for ourselves and to give us the blessing of contrast. Without the ego, we wouldn't have this experience. So the ego is not one to be shunned, but more so to develop a healthy relationship. You know, if we can see that this year has been, and I'm concluding this, and the mic is all yours, but, you know, this year has been the year of acclimation, the year of how many times, and I can obviously only speak for myself, but I've talked to other people and they've, it seems that they've been experiencing the same thing. How many times this year have you been, and I'm saying this to the listeners, you know, and by the way, guys, if you resonate, if you want to, you know, share a story with us, feel free to email divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com. Once again, divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com at divinemindtribe. But back to it. How many times this year have you been laying in bed? And when I say you, yes, I'm talking to you, Doc, but I'm talking to all the listeners. How many times have you guys been laying in bed this year? And all of a sudden, this thought will just pop in your head, and you'll say, "Oh shit!" You know, and you think about something from when you were a senior or a junior in college or high school, and just these random things. How this loops around. This is what I'm saying is, we must understand that these things are coming to the surface for a reason. There is no more room in the energy of Gaia. Gaia herself, Pachamama herself, who is a living, breathing entity, just as you and I are, just as we all are living, breathing entities. Pachamama herself does not have the vibrational wherewithal. She does not have the capacity. She does not have the room to hold on to these lower density energies. She does not have the room within her existence, within her platform of time, space, within her matrix, within her grid, to hold on to the energy of the old. So, Dr. Michelle, coming right back around to you, this has been the most intense year ever for pretty much everybody on the planet. We are shifting into a new world. And when I say the new world, I mean a world full of potential, a world that forces us to unite and come together, the global collective. And if we can see that this experience has been nothing more than, once again, just the great boss at the end of the video game, so you can level up to the next level. That's all I was saying. Please go. Please.
Oh, I was just thinking, what you were saying about the ego, right? You know, you've checked out the Course in Miracles before, right? So, if y'all know about the Course in Miracles, you know, which came out a long time ago, you know, what the focus of that is on our ego. So what is our ego? It's not Freudian ego. It's not, when they refer to ego, it's about as a human being, we all have it. We all survive and we all have our, you know, needs. But the ego is not such a great thing in that particular belief system. And, ego is as humans, we have jealousy, we have anger, we have low self-esteem. As you said, these people, who need to level up should probably do that right now because, many of us have the victimhood, the emptiness, especially with the COVID. Oh, I'm all alone. No, you're not.
Right.
No, you're not.
Right.
This is an opportunity to let go of the victimhoods, the low self-esteem,
yes,
the anger, the jealousy, the hate, blaming others. This is the time that you have. This is a gift to sit alone and love,
yes,
that which you are. Love within. You are your own spark of life and love. You are the spark, and you alone have to get in touch with that and forgive yourself for the goofy things you've done, like you were talking about, David, the high school and perhaps call it the stupid things you've done or the people you've hurt or the dangerous things you've done. We need to,
right,
say those things were all lessons and I allow them to leave me, because we can sit,
yes,
and persecute ourselves forever and blame ourselves. That's guilt. That is not, that's part of the ego.
Right.
Of course, I don't mean, be narcissistic and blow everything off that I'm perfect and all is great. No. I mean, that's part of, forgiveness, self-forgiveness.
Of course.
Getting in contact with those who you can and saying, boy, I was stupid and things that I did to you, I so apologize for. If you can, have some retribution, loving for others,
right,
and all that, that's great. But if you can't, and you can't contact people who are in your past and you feel guilty, you must forgive yourself and say, it was part of my journey. I,
yes,
was stupid. We all make mistakes.
Yes.
And we all,
yes,
have things that we do that are not as good as we're supposed to be, supposedly. I don't believe that we're all born sinners. I think we're all born pure,
yeah,
loving beings.
I believe
and
that too.
When we, as you say, get in touch with our higher self and I'm not saying meditate into a, you don't have to do the Buddha Om and, go through all the machinations that other people do. Just have quiet moments with yourself and just,
right,
go within. And,
right,
say, I forgive myself.
Right.
I like myself.
I love
my journey. All I have is now. And I love,
that's
that,
right,
which I am. And I bless those who've taught me lessons in pain and in happiness.
Yes.
But I love that which I am. I value,
yes,
that which I am. And because,
yes,
I do, I will not drink the self-poison of jealousy and hate and anger and low self-esteem and victimhood and emptiness. I'll drink in the blessings to be breathing and allow myself,
yes,
to love the spark within me that connects with everyone and everything in the universe.
Yes.
And, so I think,
amen,
but it's starting out every morning if people can get up and just say those few words. Play peaceful music. Go in silence. Try to go outdoors if you can, because,
yep,
that's where we, feel freer, because there's a lot of energy indoors many times.
Yes.
Look,
and if you
look
are
at the
indoors,
trees,
clear your space.
Yes.
Sorry, I was just,
yes,
interlude. If you are indoors, and if you do have to be indoors, let's,
yes,
say, whatever it may be, whatever your condition may be, if you do have to spend, majority of your time indoors,
correct,
make sure you are being deliberate about keeping a constant and steady flow of fresh air circulating through,
yes,
your space. That's interesting,
yes,
that you said that. That's something that I recently have really been needing to embrace, is now that my beautiful family and I are, thanks to you know, the most amazing people in the entire universe in my life. We have been blessed with a home that we get to call our own. And in before moving to our new space, we were in another home, our previous home, that was tremendously limiting in its ability to, you know, there were to keep the clean air. That's what I'm trying to get at. And
yes,
when you can circulate, I mean, I can feel that in the past 2 weeks of living in our new space, having windows in every room and being on a level that does not attract any bugs or gnats or larvae in the nice cashmere clothes, stuff like that. And, you know, mm-hmm. now that we're no longer dealing with any of that stuff, it's like we can breathe mm-hmm. again. Our whole family can yeah. breathe. And yeah. these are the things we need to be grateful for. You know, and I know that yes. we have 1 minute yes. left on the show. I want to thank you, Doc. I want to say, for those of you that are looking for more clarity, that are looking for some more answers in regards to how to go about, you know, approaching 2021 in a way that is most beneficial for the self and for those around you, make sure to check out every Tuesday at 12 on the couch with Dr. Michelle on Channel 1 LA Talk Radio. You can't miss it. You got to check it out. Doc, you're absolutely amazing. Along with that, if you want to email Doc, you can get her at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Once again, that's straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. And, you know, 2021, we're going to have a different year with LA Talk Radio. I want to apologize to the entire, to all of our listeners, number one, and to number two, the entire LA Talk Radio family. I know that this year, you know, I was not as oriented in participating as much as my heart wanted to in doing every show, you know, in doing the weekly shows. 2021 is going to be very different. We are going to be doing a show just about every single week in 2021. Now that things are different, now that we've settled in, you guys can count on us as a consistent source of information, wisdom, empowerment, inspiration, compassion, and of course, never last but not least, you know, infinite and exponentially expanding gratitude from our hearts to yours. Really, really. So just know that, you know, we do apologize for our lack of consistency this year on Divine Mind Tribe Radio. It's been a whirlwind for us, as it has been for you. This has been such a powerful show to share with you guys. And I wouldn't want to do it. I couldn't do it. Couldn't and wouldn't with any other person than the one and only Dr. Michelle. So thank you so much,
David. I know you got to go. My pleasure, always. Thank you.
We love you dearly. Blessings to you. This is our year, guys. Everybody, this is our year. You know, that's how we got to approach it. This is our year. Don't do anything rash. Don't we let go. Tail end of it. 2021. People are speculating, but guess what? You create your own reality. You get to choose what you want to focus on. And 2020, in conclusion to the show, has given us the profound and very necessary contrast that we've needed to allow us the gift of being able to decide what best serves us. So know that you are loved. Know that you are appreciated. Know that we thank you for your strength. We thank you for being you. We thank you for continuing to push on no matter what life puts in front of you. And we love you guys so much. Dr. Michelle, thank you so much once again. all the unconditional love, light, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Divine Radio, I'm your host, Dave, and make sure to do whatever you can to keep a high vibration. Love you guys so much, and we will see you next Sunday. Peace.